and Kathy Dawes now, along with Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. And, you know, something that really has not been mentioned as much as it probably should be is today is Pearl Harbor Day. And
absolutely.
We need to mention that. And I know, Perry, you pointed it out. And it used to be, it was almost like 9/11. Everybody remembered where they were, what they were doing. And I'm not sure why. I mean, we do hear about it, but it doesn't seem like it does take center stage as much as it used to.
No, I think with time, people have a tendency to let things kind of slip. But, you know, when you think about Pearl Harbor and you think about what took place on that day and the president basically saying December 7th, 1941, a day that which shall live in infamy, that was a big turning point in our lives. I mean, people, as you said, were glued to televisions, radios. They understood the change. They understood that it meant that the United States was going to step into something that in the past it hadn't necessarily done. And, you know, with World War I, we just celebrated the 1st Infantry Division's 100th anniversary. That was the war to end all wars. So Americans were kind of leery when we started talking about stepping back into another great war, which World War II. But, you know, we've got a lot of veterans out there. We've got a lot of folks that were survivors of Pearl Harbor, not as many as we've had in the past. And I know there's going to be on television a show, and in there it said their last chance to tell their story. That to me was significant because, like I've said on the show previous, we're losing those great Americans, the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw called them. And I think it's something that we need to understand and respect what they did for our nation. And I think Pearl Harbor Day is a day we need to take into consideration. We need to instruct, teach our young people. These things happen because I think it is our moral fiber. I think it's what makes America great. It's what makes our nation what it is today. And those that serve this nation, we have a great legacy. And that's part of our legacy.
Well, it's interesting because I have asked my dad, who just celebrated his 95th birthday, by the way, you know, what he was doing. And he, I guess, was still in college. I mean, he was in his fraternity. And when he heard about it, and he later fought in World War II in Italy, later in the war, later in the conflict. But he does remember that. You know, it's almost like, I guess, for our generation, the 9/11 and how many people do remember exactly what they were doing and that sort of thing. And you always will remember that.
Absolutely. You know, and when you think about it, following that particular event, a lot of young men at that time answered the call of the nation. Some of them lied about their age in order to strap on the uniform and head thousands of miles away from home. Some of them who had never even traveled outside their city limits or their county limits. That's incredible when you think about it in the American spirit. But, you know, today I think we as Americans need to sit back and reflect on that day in Pearl Harbor and make sure we recognize those individuals that gave the ultimate sacrifice on this particular day.
You mentioned, of course, people were all anxious to sign. And that happened a little bit after 9/11, too, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, after 9/11, a lot of great young people raised their right hand and swore to defend this nation because they were protecting our very liberties and our freedoms. You know, a lot of people wonder and say, you know, where's our nation going? But in times of crisis, I think our best is shown. And 9/11 was a perfect example of that, where young people lined up in order to serve this nation. And I think that was the same in Pearl Harbor. I think it was the same in 9/11 and Operation Enduring Freedom.
What can we learn still from Pearl Harbor? I mean, obviously, we still have conflicts in our world today. Korea, things are really heating up over there. Middle East, we continue to have issues. What can we take from Pearl Harbor Day, maybe to help us through some of those struggles?
Well, I think it's something that I do here as the Governor's Military Council Executive Director. We got to make sure that our military is prepared. You know, the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared, it is something that we need to absolutely understand. And readiness, which is the number one goal of our Secretary of Defense and the Chief of Staff for our Army, is important. Because before Korea, for example, Task Force Smith, we've had this sine wave that goes up and down, where after a conflict, we bring our military forces down to a level to where in some cases it becomes absolutely dangerous, in my opinion, And then when something happens, a crisis happens, we ramp back up. It is very difficult to build the leadership required and to build the infrastructure and the equipment in time of crisis. So we gotta have a balance on our military. So I think what we can learn from Pearl Harbor and crises like that is it's important for the United States of America to maintain a strong military force, not to go to war necessarily, but to protect our freedoms and to act as a counter to those that would do harm to our nation. Korea is a perfect example.
Well, and you know, too, we tend to think of we're pretty safe here, you know, in the United States. Of course, Pearl Harbor, that was our soil. I mean, I think that's what made everybody all of a sudden go, whoa, and it was a surprise, quite frankly. And I guess it also teaches us just not to take anything for granted.
Right. You know, in the past, people used to look at the United States as sort of this buffer zone. The war was over there. Matter of fact, there was even a song, Over There. Now the bullseye is squarely on the United States with terrorism and even with Korea now, the technologies that are being created that can reach out 8,000-plus miles in order to impact or strike the United States. This is very disconcerting, and it's something I think we as Americans need to understand, the paradigm shift and the fact that our adversaries, in some cases, have the abilities to reach out and touch the United States. That's important. That's why homeland defense is important. That's why our military is important.
And we do have some local folks over in the Korean area, I know.
Absolutely.
Well, anything else when it comes to Pearl Harbor Day you're wanting to emphasize? We can go ahead and maybe take a break or?
No, I think it's important for us to recognize our history, recognize those individuals that made us the nation we are today. And today's a perfect day. To sit back and kind of learn a little bit, instruct our children exactly what transpired on those particular days. Because I think knowledge, to me, is important for our future. So, no, that's about all I'd like to talk about on that.
We always can learn from history, no doubt about that. Well, let's go ahead and take that break. It's now 9:45. Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins might have some year-end thoughts. We asked Marty Venner, it's getting to be that time of year, and maybe just some of the highlights of the year from your perspective, Perry. And again, you're listening to In Focus, 537-1350. If you want to join in on the discussion, you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by